How much will it cost to fix this country's infrastructure? Senate Republicans offered a much lower price tag than Democrats yesterday by outlining a proposal with a much narrower scope. President Biden, as you may have heard, proposes to spend almost $2.3 trillion over time on everything from roads to renewable energy to people, while the Republican proposal put out yesterday would be a quarter of that size. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell is tracking the story. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
What do Republicans want to spend on?
Well, they're talking about traditional infrastructure. They use that term over and over. So the idea is roads, bridges, internet, and a few other things. Shelley Moore Capito is leading this effort. The senator from West Virginia explained very clearly, though, that Republicans view this as a starting point.
Our focus today is to say what our concepts are as Republicans, as what infrastructure means, what our principles are in terms of pay-fors, and then say to President Biden and his team and our Democrat colleagues, we're ready to sit down and get to work on this.
The starting point, though, is a bulk of the money is going to $299 billion, I should say, for roads and bridges. Other areas include public transit, rail, waste and drinking water, airports, and broadband.
Okay, so that's interesting because some Republicans had made remarks suggesting that broadband wasn't infrastructure or that water pipes weren't infrastructure. So now they're admitting again that they are, but still a narrower focus than on the Democratic side. How do Republicans propose to pay for their plan?
You know, the answer to that question is not totally clear right now. They talked about redirecting money Congress has already agreed to spend through appropriations or even some additional money that has been, you know, put out for COVID that didn't get spent. And they also talked about other options like fees, but they really haven't narrowed it down. What I do think is notable is what they talk about when they say what shouldn't be used. Mm-hmm. They say no corporate or international tax hikes and no changes to the 2017 tax cuts. So they're basically ruling out all of the ways Democrats want to pay for their infrastructure plan.
Oh, interesting. And they're also saying there has to be some way to pay for the infrastructure plan. They don't want to borrow too much money along the way. All of this, though, is cast as a starting point for negotiations. They want to have a genuine bipartisan negotiation. So how do Democrats respond?
The reactions kind of range. There were some people who took a wait-and-see approach. People like Joe Manchin of West Virginia, we hear his name a lot because he's very important to Democrats bringing together the unanimity that they require to pass a lot of things. And then Bernie Sanders, the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, called it totally inadequate. So it's not a super warm start, but it's not completely closed down. One senator said they had to actually start by defining infrastructure, as you said, which is kind of a hard starting point for a negotiation if you don't agree on what you're even discussing. Yeah. So the anticipation is this is going to be a slow road. And it could mean that there's hope for an idea that they could break down infrastructure into the easy bipartisan parts that they can pass with Democrats and Republicans, and the not so easy parts that Democrats could try to pass on their own using budget reconciliation.
You know, I hate to ask, Kelsey, but isn't it kind of normal for lawmakers to cram seemingly unrelated things into the same bill? Wouldn't it practically be revolutionary to only have a bill on one thing?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, they really are talking about empowering committees right now and letting those people with negotiating relationships do all of that heavy lifting. Hmm. But all of that takes a really long time. This is the common way that Congress writes bills, but it includes legislative staff and legal staff and budget scorekeepers. All of that takes time. This is just kind of how things usually go. People may remember that there were real significant and lengthy efforts to get a bipartisan deal on the Affordable Care Act. That ultimately failed, but they spent months trying. And it's possible that that could happen here as well.
Oh, so that's part of what's happening, is an effort to return to the traditional lawmaking process.
That's right.
Kelsey, thanks for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell.